We have a new kicker for the Tigers, a new kickoff man. You recognize him, but you recognize him from the defense, and that's Luis Muñiz Bermudez. Not too many defensive ends anymore that do kickoffs, but ours does. So two guys back, now one guy back deep, and that is Colton Rapp for the Red Hawks. We are glad that you were with us, wherever you are listening, however you are listening on this Friday night, a beautiful, early, full Friday night here in northern Indiana. And now one of the Red Hawks, Clevenger, was standing on the 50-yard line, which was technically offsides, and the referee moved him back so he didn't have to throw a penalty before he'd even started. The run up in the boot, we're underway, and it's a high, deep kick, and with the wind, it's going to be a touchback, and it's going to be an easy one. That one landed 8 yards deep in the end zone. That landed behind the lettering of Goshen in the east end zone. That's impressive. So the Red Hawks will take over first down and 10. And one of the things you're going to notice right away, Andy Maness, is they like to hurry up to the line of scrimmage, and they want to go as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that's their game. It's that, you know, quick tempo, get the ball out. Let's see if the Warsaw Tiger defense can stymie them.
And if they make a positive play, they're running right to the line of scrimmage. They want to get you on your heels. Opening play from scrimmage, ball right in the middle of the field at the east end of the field at the 20-yard line. Diaz takes the snap, going to run right, going to quickly throw it out here to the right for Elliott. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. He'll get forward for 2 yards to the 22-yard line. Ethan Sinclair on the stop for the Tigers. So a quick pass play and a gain of 2. To Elliott, and it's second down, and you're going to see a lot of that. And again, they run right to the line of scrimmage, and this is not for show. They're going to snap it quickly. This time, however, they are calling the play at the line of scrimmage. Ball in the near hash mark, second down and 8. Diaz takes a high snap. Pressure coming, gets away. Going to look downfield, going to make a man miss at the 18, to the 20, to the 24-yard line. They will give him credit to the 25. Warsaw had 2 shots at him. Both missed. Eventually, Cam Bouse brought him down at the 25-yard line. It's a gain of 3 on the running play, and it sets up 3rd down and 5.
You can see we talked a little bit about this in the pregame. The ability of some of our guys to break through that line and pressure the quarterback. Now, we probably should have had a tackle for a loss there, but you can just see how we break through that line.
Looked like the Tigers were going to get a sack. As it is, it's 3rd down and 5. Diaz now looking into the sun, which has popped out from behind the clouds. Quick throw, a far side. It goes through the hands of Elliott. The ball is rolling around loose. The Tigers are going to pick it up. I thought it was a forward pass. It is ruled an incomplete pass. And it'll be 4th down and 5. The punt team comes onto the field for the Red Hawks. Marco Macias Lopez, who's punted 3 times this year for an average of 28.3 yards per punt, is on the field. Last week he had 1 punt for 41 yards. Tucker Reed is standing right now between his 45 and 50-yard line, hoping for a crack at it. Remember, Macias Lopez is kicking into a very stiff breeze. 2 men protecting, and there's the snap back to him. The kick is away, and it's a high kick, and it's straight up the elevator shaft. It's spinning to the near sidelines, and it's going to go out of bounds inside the 30-yard line. They walk it off, and they're going to mark it at the 28-yard line. It is a 2-yard punt, Andy Maness.
You don't see that every day.
No.
That went straight up in the air. You got to think that he just kind of missed it because the wind had nothing to do with the wind. That punt just went straight up in the air. I don't think I've ever seen that before. 3-yard punt.
So the Tigers take over at the 28-yard line looking for the early lead. Brock hands it off, whistles sound, flags fly. Looks like Warsaw flinched. That'll cost him 5 yards to back him up outside the 30.
Yeah, I think there was somebody on the left side of that offensive line might have just got a little bit of a head start there.
Jumpy.
Yep.
Happens a lot in the first couple plays of the football game. Guy's been preparing for this moment for all week. Logan Carl and Wyatt Harmon out to the right. One halfback this time, that's Reed on the left. And they hand it off, and this is Brody Duncan up the middle, and he's got good yardage. They get to the 30-yard line, And they will mark him down inside there. And whistles sound. Is there more flags?
I think there might have been just going towards that whistle. You know, they say play through the whistle.
We may have an injured Redhawk who's going to be asked to leave the game, yeah.
Okay.
They're going to make one of the Redhawk defenders leave. It'll be second down and 11 after a gain of five, or a gain of four, I should say. Again, Duncan's in there, and everybody moved on the Warsaw line except the center. So a shaky start here for the Tigers after a three and out by Goshen.
So you got to think when that happens, the center probably didn't get the correct snap count there when everybody moves except for him.
Well, but neither did Quentin.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
So I don't know. That'll move the ball back to the 34-yard line, and the Tigers are going the wrong way here. 10:15 left to play opening quarter. Goshen went three and out and had a two-yard punt. The Tigers have two illegal procedure penalties. And the injured player, Wyatt Cooper, is back into the game for Goshen. Carl wide to the right. Halfbacks on either side of the formation. Option play, and it's a keeper, and it's Brock, and he gets around one man to the 30. Go to the far sideline, 25. Ran over a man inside the 25-yard line, down to the 21-yard line.
That was just a one-on-one, and Quentin decided to lower his shoulder and absolutely leveled the would-be tackler.
Sets up third down and three. After a gain of 8 yards. Tigers with the ball on the right hash mark at the Goshen 21. Warsaw's opening possession of the football game. Brock with Duncan behind him. Now they send Reed out wide. Nelson's in there as a tight end. Option play, and it's going to be a keeper. It's going to be a first down. Quint Brock inside the 25-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 23-yard line. That's 8 more yards and another first down for Warsaw.
And that was just a fake to the fullback, and then Quentin just followed him through that gap, and there was a nice little hole there created by the offensive line.
Under 9 minutes left to go, opening quarter. Warsaw took over at the Goshen 27-yard line, trying to take an early lead here in New Orleans Lakes Conference week number one. Play clock down to 13 as the Tigers get to the line of scrimmage. Again, Duncan behind Quentin Brock. Option play, going to pitch it back. This is Harmon. Turns upfield with a blocker. He's the 10. Oh, he got tripped up from behind. A saving play made down there for the Redhawks by Spencer Elliott, who caught Harmon by the heels and brought him down at the 6-yard line.
Yeah, that's just a toss sweep to the left, and I'm with you. I thought he was in.
Because he had Nelson out in front of him.
Yep.
It was going to be an easy score. Second down and three for the Tigers. Again, working toward the east end of Foreman Field. Brock hands off Duncan. Plows forward. It gets inside the five. Got a first down. It'll be first and goal at the 1 yard line. 5 yard gain for Brody. First and goal, Tigers. 7:52 left to play here in the opening quarter.
You've got to like what the offense is doing so far, besides the two false start penalties. They've moved the ball quite efficiently.
And to the line they come. Ball on the left hash mark. Wide side of the field is the far side. Brock under center. Takes the snap. Hands off. Duncan to the end zone. Touchdown. Brody Duncan scores a 1 yard run with 7:26 left to play in the opening quarter, and the Tigers have a 6-0 lead.
Just a fullback dive up the middle. Brody lowered his head and crossed the goal line. Now it'll be interesting to see if we go for two or if we try to kick an extra point.
Well, looks like the offense is staying on the field. Warsaw has not successfully made a extra point attempt by kicking. They've gone for two twice. They were one out of two last week. So now it's Brock from the right hash mark. Takes a snap, going to keep it rolling right, throws the end zone. It's caught. It's caught, but hold on, hold on. There's a flag down in the end zone, and it's going to be against Warsaw. It's going to be an ineligible man down the field. So wipe out the extra point, the two-point conversion, at least for the moment. That's a tough one because there's no reason for a lineman to be down the field. You're only 1 yard from the end zone. Right? I mean, somebody
Yeah, 3 yards, but still, the point's there. I don't know if they're just used to running the ball the whole time, and that's just what they're used to, but yeah, you're right.
Well, it's a good toss by Quentin Brock. Now they'll try again from the 7. Back to throw. Brock throws it out in the flat. It's caught by Reed, but he's going to be stopped right at the 5-yard line. So the try for two fails. Warsaw leads 6-0 here at Goshen. With 7:26 left to play here in the opening quarter, we're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw 6, Goshen 0. Bunyis Bermudez has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. The sun is bright right now. It's hard to see. A high, shorter kick, and this will be taken by the up man at the 2-yard line. This is Colton Rapp to the 10, 15, makes one man miss and gets tackled outside the 20, out to the 22. First down and 10 for the Redhawks. They went 3 and out and capped that drive off with a 2-yard punt. So they'll see if they can do better here on this second drive down by 6.
Yeah, again, that was one of the most incredible things I've ever seen.
With the wind blowing in his face, he kicked it straight up and the wind just blew it almost straight left and out of bounds. Now let's see what the Goshen offense can put together. Jackson Miller is in the backfield. One wide out left, two to the right. And this is Diaz at quarterback. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Going to pitch it back late. This is Elliott trying to get around the corner. He can't get around the corner. And he's dragged down to the ground by Robbie Strong. Strong just kept coming. There is a flag down way back in the backfield, back at the 17-yard line. Let's see what this is about.
I think it's got to be a hold.
It is, holding against the Redhawks. Let's see if Bart wants to take the penalty. He does not. He's waving that he does not. Take the result of the play. Well, actually, they're moving the ball backwards. They move the ball back to the 11-yard line. Did I not see Jacob Cawhorn over on the other side going, waving his arms like, no, we don't want it?
I didn't see that.
We did. But maybe he's calling the defensive play.
Should we talk about the closing speed there of Strong?
Oh,
man.
And that's a fast guy he caught up to.
Yeah.
That moves the ball back to the 11-yard line. And they're going to hand it on the sweep, and the Tigers sniff it out. Grady Nelson throws Elliott for a loss. Back inside the 10-yard line at the 7. A loss of 4 more yards, and it's going to be 3rd down and 25 coming up here for Goshen.
And again, we talked about this pregame. If Goshen was able to get that ball out and stop our pass rush or nullify our pass rush, so far not so good for Goshen.
They have to get to the 32-yard line. They are backed up at their 7. 6.5 minutes left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw with a 6-0 lead. The Tigers creeping up their linebackers. Oh, and Grady Nelson got antsy and jumped off sides. Grady had Diaz in his sights and was ready to line him up.
Yeah.
Except he hadn't snapped the ball yet. You can't do that.
You can't do that.
So it'll be second down and 25. Second down and 20 after they take off those 5 yards. From the 12, Diaz takes a high snap. Now whistle sound. This is going to give Warsaw the 5 yards back.
Jeez.
You could say it's a nervous start for both teams.
Yeah.
That moves the ball back to the 7. And it's second and 25 again. Be funny, except it's not funny.
Right.
I thought this would be a pretty quick game. The way we're starting, it's not.
No.
Diaz takes a snap, standing as 2. Rushes away from one man, throws it as far as he can down the field, and it's going to be intercepted. Oh, it's dropped. Oh, Parker Sweet had all day and nobody around him. Standing at the Redhawk 42-yard line, and he went doink right off his right hand, then his left, and to the turf. 3rd down.
Sometimes those are the hardest ones to catch, the ones right at you where no one's around.
I wonder if somebody on the sideline said something to him that made him think about it a little too much.
Maybe. But that ball just hung up there like a wounded duck.
Yeah, you're throwing that ball into the wind like that. third and 25 from the 7. Again, it's Diaz at quarterback, sends his man Elliott in motion from left to right. Now Elliott stops. Diaz takes the snap, steps up the pocket, quick throw to your side, incomplete. And flags come flying in at the end of that play.
That's going to be roughing the passer.
Oh, no. Officials are talking. Personal foul, intentional ground, or roughing the passer. Oh, hold on. There are two flags.
All right.
Ineligible man downfield for Goshen. So wipe out the penalties. They offset, and it's still third down. 5:51 left to play in a first quarter that has zero rhythm to it whatsoever. Neither team can get any sort of flow. Penalties have been a massive part of it so far.
And that's a big one for Goshen, because if that was just a roughing the passer, that's an automatic first down.
It would have given him a first down out by the 25-yard line.
Yeah.
And let him basically start all over
right.
again. Jackson Miller to the right of the quarterback, which is Carter Diaz. Drops back to throw to his goal line. Steps around one, steps around two, breaks the tackle. Still going on his feet. Back at the 5-yard line. He's going to be finally brought down by Cam Bouse. Back at the 5-yard line, it's a loss. It goes as a sack for the Tigers. Bouse with his first of the year, and the Tigers forced Goshen again into a very strange three and out.
And credit Carter Diaz there. He eluded six or seven Tiger defenders before Bouse finally took him to the ground. He's sneaky.
He's tough.
Yep.
Right? Very tough.
Grady had him.
I thought Grady was going to get him.
Yeah.
I'm 100% sure Grady thought Grady was going to get him too, but he did not. And now you have Macias Lopez standing as unzone. High snap. He'll go get it, and he'll kick this one, a better kick, but still not very deep. It's going to land at the Goshen 32, roll past the 35, and Sinclair dives on the ball at the 37-yard line. And Ty Francis, the special teams coach of Warsaw, I think just literally lost his mind.
Yeah, there's no need to go get that ball. Just let that ball sit.
Yes.
And then we'll.
When you were in high school, what was your word for that? Poison? Fire?
Stay away.
Peter? When Phil Jensen was here, it was Peter.
Yeah.
So Warsaw takes over, first down and 10. From the Goshen 37-yard line, their second drive started in Red Hawk territory. Quentin Brock, and he's got Schenck behind him, and he hands it to Schenck, and Schenck goes plowing up the middle inside the 30 and down to the 28-yard line. That's a 9-yard gain and a first down run for Michael Schenck, who did not play last week. Again, he's been dealing with hamstring issues that have haunted him for his last 2 years of high school football.
So far this game is kind of unfolding line-wise, like I thought. Our offensive line is doing a tremendous job against their defensive front.
Second down and one. Brock with Schenck behind him. Again, hands off to Michael. He's got a huge hole across the 25-yard line, down near the 21-yard line. That's where they mark him down. 7 more yards, and Warsaw with another first down. Their third of the opening quarter. 4:07 to play in it. Clock running, 6-0 Tigers.
Yep, same play as last, just tremendous offensive line play. Goshen's getting pushed 5 yards backwards every time we snap the ball.
Ball in the near hash mark. A smidge outside the 21-yard line. Wide side of the field is the far side, which is the right side of the formation. Brock, again with Schenck behind him. Going to pitch it back to Reed on the right. Turns up field at the 20, makes a man miss. Doubles for it, still going inside the 10-yard line. First and goal, Tigers. All the way down to the 7-yard line. That's 14 yards for Tucker Reed. And another first down for Warsaw, this time first to goal.
And Tucker showed some amazing balance there, because about 5 yards from the line of scrimmage, he got knocked pretty good and stayed on his feet for another 4 or 5 yards there. Tremendous balance there for Tucker.
He's built like a tree stump.
Yep.
But he runs like the wind. First and goal, Warsaw. 3:10 left to play, opening quarter. Warsaw already up 6-0. Schenck. Tight formation here. Owens is the widest guy, and he's only about 3 yards from the tackle. Up the middle, Schenck diving toward the goal line, and he's going to be marked down at the 1. 6 yard gain for Schenck. That'll be second goal, Tigers, about 3 feet away from the east end zone.
Probably another one of those fullback dives should do it.
Should. Now, this is kind of where it feels like you could about pick how you want to score here.
Yeah. Well, the way that we're moving the defensive line, it really probably doesn't matter what play we call here.
No. Again, Schenck behind the quarterback, Quentin Brock. Now Brock's going to keep it. He'll dive forward, and he gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers. 2:22 left to play in the opening quarter. A 1 yard run for Quentin Brock. And that is his second touchdown of the season rushing. Now Warsaw leads 12-0.
So we said they could probably pick whatever play, and they chose a quarterback sneak. I guess when you're pushing the line that far backwards, you can do that.
Simple,
yep.
Effective, no frills, less moving parts.
Correct.
Right? It's hard to fumble that way. Warsaw now again will go for 2, up 12-0. Brock. We'll hand off to Schenck up the middle, and he spins the goal line and gets the 2-point conversion. Warsaw 14, Goshen nothing. 2:22 left to play opening quarter, and we're back here in 60 on News Now Warsaw. 2:22 left to play opening quarter. Warsaw 14, Goshen nothing in the conference opener for both schools. Munez Bermudez back to kickoff here for the Tigers. Rapp standing at his 3-yard line. With the wind, it's a high kick, and this will be another touchback. That is going to land about 5 yards deep. First and 10, Redhawks from the 20. They have not possessed the ball outside their own 30 in 2 drives so far.
And I haven't looked at stats, but I'm going to probably guess they have negative yards or close to zero. I mean, they really haven't moved the ball much at all.
Well, let's check. Scott? They are 4 carries for minus 3 yards.
Okay.
So rushing for sure. They are in the negative category. First and 10 from the 20 for the Redhawks.
So again, something that Coach Curtis said on the interview yesterday was the ability to get off blocks, or the inability last week, completely different this week so far.
Warsaw had their drone out, and the PA announcer just told them to take it down. New quarterback, that's Cannon Deemer. And he drops back to throw. He's being chased. He won't get away. Grady Nelson brings him down back at the 12-yard line. Deemer held it too long, and Grady Nelson says, I'll just take you right here, thank you.
Yeah, grabbed a – just kind of wrapped him up and just took him down with one arm there. That's pretty impressive there. There's no real way for Deemer to run to.
Nelson had 3 sacks as a sophomore a year ago on the team that went to the 5A state championship game. Second down and 18 back at the Redhawk 12 with 1:43 left to play here in the quarter. Goshen's got to hurry. Play clock down to 5. And it's Diaz back in there, and he's going to keep it. He's going to run left, and he's going to get outside, and he'll be tackled by Fletcher Pohl inside the 15-yard line, and they will mark him down at the 13-yard line. So it's a gain of just 1 yard, and it sets up 3rd down for the Redhawks.
So just nowhere to run for Goshen there.
He
got past our initial line, our initial front, but then our defensive backs are just flying to the ball.
Pohl missed last week with a concussion. Back this week, says he's 100%. Talked on Tiger Talk about his experience. 3 wides to the near side, 1 to the far. Deemer back in at quarterback for Goshen. Standing at his 8, takes a head-high snap, looking right, throws it right, batted down, incomplete. Munez Bermudez got a hand on it, maybe 2. And once again, Goshen goes backwards and 3 and out.
So far, so good for the Tiger defense. A lot of pressure, a lot of flying around, a lot of having fun out there. That's what playing high-level defense is all about.
So now the punt team back out for Goshen. Warsaw leading 14-0 with 45 seconds left to play here in the quarter. And Macias Lopez standing at the moment right at the one. Tucker Reed has creeped up. Oh, high snap. Good job. Macias Lopez brings it down. Reed is going to let it bounce past him. It'll land at the Goshen 45, roll past the Warsaw 45, and then it rolls sideways, and that's where Goshen will touch it up. 34 seconds left to play here in the opening quarter. Goshen punts it away for the third time. Warsaw has the ball, leading 14-0.
So two drives so far for Warsaw, very efficient on offense. Pretty much having our way with kind of whatever we want to run. Let's see if we can keep that going. Nothing that I've seen so far is going to lead me to believe that we can't keep that going.
No.
So.
Warsaw's worst starting position. They start at their own 45-yard line. Quentin Brock with Fitzpatrick back in the backfield. And they run the counterplay, and it's Reed. He's had a huge hole to the 50 across midfield and into Goshen territory at the 43-yard line. That's a gain of 12 for Tucker Reed and another Warsaw first down there, fifth of the opening quarter.
So that center and that left guard pulls out to the right and just creates a huge hole for Tucker to run through.
Warsaw does not have to run a play if they choose not to. And it looks like they choose to with 10 seconds to go. They're at the line of scrimmage now. Brock looks around, 5 seconds. Going to snap it right at the gun. He does. Quick throw. It's over the middle. It's Reed. He makes the catch. He goes flying up the field at the 35, at the 30, at the 25, and down to the 23-yard line. That's an 18-yard pass play to Tucker Reed, and that's how we end the opening quarter. Warsaw 14, Goshen nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.